It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we say good morning on a Wednesday to Jasmine Ragoza, personal banker, ESB Financial. Jasmine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Always good to talk to you. And scams, I'll tell you what, Jasmine, there's something, that we need to be aware of. And as technology changes, so do the variety of scams, huh?
Yes. Today, I wanted to give you a few tips to help you protect yourself and your loved ones. Scammers are constantly looking for new ways to trick you, and as technology becomes more sophisticated, well, so do the scams. One of these scams relies on AI voice cloning technology.
All right. So how does this artificial intelligence voice scanning cloning stuff work, Jasmine?
Scammers use AI to clone the voice of someone you know. They take short recordings from social media videos or robocalls and use AI to replicate the voice, making it say whatever they want. You may receive a phone call from an unknown number, and it sounds exactly like your loved one or somebody you know claiming they need money urgently.
All right, Jasmine, what should we do if we receive such a call?
Easier said than done, but first, you always have to remember not to panic. If an unknown number calls, let it go to your voicemail. Listening to the voicemail will allow you to decide whether it's a legitimate call or a scam.
Now, Jasmine, if we do answer, what are some of the warning signs to look out for?
Be cautious if you are asked to send money through wire transfers, gift cards, or cryptocurrency. These messages are preferred by scammers because they're difficult to reverse. Make sure to verify the caller's identity, too. Always call your loved ones back on the number you know is theirs or contact a mutual acquaintance to verify their situation.
All right. Is there a way to make sure that it's really your loved one?
Yes, you can set up a family code word, something easy to remember but hard for anyone else to guess. If you ever get a suspicious call, ask for the code word. While AI can clone a voice, it can't tell you a password it doesn't know. Also, don't share your code word with people who aren't in your family. Remember, staying vigilant and using these simple tips can help protect you and your family from falling victims to these scams.
Unfortunately, we've got to be on point for scams like this, as they are getting more complex and more complicated. Isn't that right?
Yes.
I know. You have a money message for us, Jasmine.
At ESB Financial, your security is our number one priority. Find more details on how to protect yourself from fraud on our website at esbfinancial.com. And remember, when in doubt, check it out. Also, just a reminder, we hope to see everyone this Saturday, July 27th, at ESB Financial's and Emporia Farmers Market Homegrown Celebration at the 19th Annual Watermelon Contest Contest. Registration starts at 8 a.m. and the contest will be underway starting at 8:30 a.m. We are looking forward to a great event and can't wait to celebrate with everyone.
That's going to be a lot of fun, Jasmine. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron.
Good to talk to you as always. Jasmine Ragoza, personal banker, ESB Financial, managing your money. Brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.